Two police officers killed in California. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, shot to death while responding to a report of a stabbing in a motel in the L.A. suburb of El Monte.
These two heroes paid the ultimate sacrifice. Today they were murdered by a coward.
That's the city's acting police chief, Ben Lowry. Other officers shot and killed the suspect, who was reportedly out on bail from an earlier arrest on a weapons charge. Primaries in four states Tuesday in South Carolina. Republican Congressman Tom Rice, who had voted to impeach former President Trump, has lost his primary election to State Representative Russell Fry, who carried the Trump endorsement. But Representative Nancy Mace, who was critical of the president following the January 6th incursion at the Capitol, won her primary. In Nevada, Paul Laxalt has won the GOP nomination to run for the Senate against incumbent Democrat Kathleen Cortez Masto. Republican voters also choosing former state lawmaker Jim Marchant to run for attorney general. He has repeatedly questioned the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election. The Federal Reserve Board poised to hike interest rates again today.
Last month, the central bank indicated they will raise its benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point for the second time in two meetings and follow with a third such increase in July. However, a slew of troubling inflation reports of late could lead Fed officials to consider surprising markets with a larger than expected 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase to tame hot inflation. A handful of Wall Street forecasters, including investment banks Barclays and Jefferies, are predicting that the Fed will make that move after May's consumer price index rose 8.6% from the same period a year earlier. The Fed last raised rates by 0.75 percentage point in 1994.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. For the first time in 18 days, AAA's average price of gas has fallen down 0.2 cents from yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Deciding against making changes, the House has passed the Senate's version of the Supreme Court Protection Bill.
396 members of Congress voted for this. 27 voted against it. All 27, important to point out, are Democrats who did not want to advance this bill to the president's desk where it will go. Now, this will give more protection not only to justices, but also their families. Right now, justices have around-the-clock security from the U.S. Marshals and the Supreme Court police, but the purpose of this bill, which originated in the Senate, is to protect those immediate family members of the justices. Last month, the Senate passed a bill that would give more protection to members of their families as the threats on Supreme Court justices continue.
Fox's David Spunt. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling shortly after 10 a.m. Washington time today in at least one of the cases still pending before it. The big heat wave over the middle of the country continues.
We're looking pretty much the same as we saw on Tuesday. A lot of the records that we are forecasting are across the Ohio Valley, upper Midwest region, all the way down through the eastern Tennessee Valley into the southeast.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service. Labor troubles could be brewing at Apple.
Employees at the Apple store in Towson, Maryland, are scheduled to hold an in-person union election, and if it's successful, it would be the first U.S. Apple location to unionize. The Baltimore Sun reports that the union effort has support from most of the 110 eligible non-management workers at the store. The group behind the drive formed the Coalition of Organized Retail Employees, or Apple Core, with the backing of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The push follows recent efforts to unionize in other large companies, including Starbucks and Amazon. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.